hello there, and happy Monday to the Take Two family. This is your show, Take Two, with Jerry and Debbie and you. I'm Debbie Giorgiani, and I'm so glad to be with you today to start the week as we introduce new topics that we're going to unpack together, and we're going to learn and grow together as the body of Christ. And so this topic, I think, is going to really hit a lot of folks today. So I want you to think about it for a moment. Let me explain it a little bit, and then I need you to call in because we have Rich standing by, ready and willing and able to answer your call on this. We titled the show, My Child Worries Me. Do you have a child, or maybe a couple children, that you just go to bed at night and you're just praying, Lord, please, you got to do something. You got to help this one. You know, they're struggling. They maybe could be a little lazy, or they're maybe feeling entitled, or they have no direction, no motivation, no passion in life. They're playing too many video games. They're not doing enough for themselves. They have a low self-esteem. You know, your child worries you. Do you have a child like that right now that you're thinking about, you're worrying about, you're praying for? Let's talk about it and see if we can come to a better understanding of this and maybe feel, you know, that we're not alone in this as parents and grandparents. Maybe you have a grandchild that you worry about. Could you talk about it? Now, we want you to protect the identity of that child, okay? Even if it's an adult child, we want you to protect that identity. So, you know, you can keep everything private. Just give us a name, your confirmation name, or a name that you wished your parents had always called you, or a favorite name from a TV show or something. You can give a different name to protect everybody. And we want to, you know, keep that dignity, that privacy, that respect. Unless you feel comfortable sharing, maybe you have a glory story, a story of triumph, of victory, right? Where you want to share and brag about your child. You know, maybe this was a child that did worry you. You had a lot of sleepless nights. And then all of a sudden, that child just burst in on the scene and became this superstar. You want to share that? That would be wonderful. I do have the prayer book out too, so we want to keep everybody's family in prayer. But the number to dial, and please, you do not have to be Catholic to call in. We have a lot of our non-Catholic brothers and sisters that are listening, and we want you to call in. This is your show. EWTN provides this for you so that you can be part of the family. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. We have Rich on the phones. We have Michael at the controls. He's our producer, doing a fine job. And Pedro is on social media, and I'm waving to everybody. And yes, I'm feeling better. Thank you for the prayers. Yeah, still a little bit allergies, but I'm hanging in there. So thanks, guys, for the prayers. If you don't have time to call in, you can always text us. You text the letters EWTN to 58177. You wait for our response. Then you text us your first name and your brief question or comment about your child that worries you. And message and data rates may apply. Just keep that in mind. But I'd love to hear from you today. If you have a child that is really, you know, heavy on your heart, you're worried about them, you're constantly thinking about them, you're going for help and asking God for prayer, you know, you're praying to God and asking the saints to intercede to help your child, well, then this is the show for you today. 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-EWTN. 3986. Lines are open. Start calling, please. We're actually going to get to the our first caller, Mary from Cleveland, Ohio, listening on The Rock. Hi, Mary. Welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie. I called for your urgent prayer, mm-hmm. And I flew to North Carolina to dog sit my friend's dog, and she had surgery.
Yes.
She was in the hospital for 2 weeks. The surgery, the surgeon said went well. They didn't like what they found inside, but, you know, stuff mm-hmm. happens. And mm-hmm. now she's home, but she's still got complications. So we still need to pray for her.
Okay. Okay. And can you give us her name, first name again? Did you, I
it
don't
have. Debbie.
It was, that's what I thought. It, okay. Yeah, because I have.
Debbie. And Donovan.
Right, right. Okay. Right. I know yeah. that we have her in the prayer book and we were praying. So, okay, but she is recovering well, correct?
She's recovering. We don't know how well yet. She just came home from the hospital.
Okay.
She was two weeks in the hospital.
2 weeks.
Okay?
Home. Yes, but you got home okay, correct, Mary?
Yes. I am back home in Cleveland.
Okay, good. All right, so we're going to continue to pray for Debbie and Donovan. And then, Mary, please keep us posted on how she's doing with the recovery and then what's going to happen now after she recovers, what needed treatments and things of that nature. But we will keep up the prayers. You can be assured of that.
Okay, thank you very much. And now to your topic. I have 3 grown children, and they've fallen away from the church, and I just pray to God every day that he's going to put somebody in their life to bring them back because, you know, I'm mom and they don't mm-hmm. pay attention to mom. Yeah, mm-hmm. we know mom. Mom mm-hmm. prays all the time. So that's my job, I guess.
Right. And as you know, Mary, that's the number one prayer intention request for children that have fallen away. It is just rampant. It is just everywhere. It has touched all
Absolutely.
Sorts of families. Yep. But the interesting thing about it, Mary, is they've done studies on it now. It has touched families that are divorced, married, homeschooled, public school, private school. So it's going across the world. So we've got a real problem on our hands. So that one thing is you're not alone. On the other side of that, what we've got to do is, like you said, pray. We got to just pray hard, keep up the prayers like St. Monica did, and pray for St. Augustine. What do you say?
I say that's exactly right, and that's exactly what I've been doing, and I will continue to do till the day I leave this earth.
Me too, Mary. I am right with you. Okay, my friend, thank you so much for checking in with us and getting us started on this conversation about how our children can really worry us as parents and grandparents. Mary from Cleveland, Ohio, thank you so very much. We do have a couple open phone lines now for you to weigh in on this. The title of the show is My Child Worries Me. Maybe they left the faith. Maybe they're still in your home and they're playing too many video games. They're not motivated. They don't have any drive or passion for life. Let's talk about it. This is the show to do it. Please don't sit this out. Don't think somebody else is going to ask the question for you. I really and truly need your participation. That's what makes this show so unique and special. At 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. My child worries me. Okay, is that you? Because if you can really identify and relate to that title, topic, well, this is the show for you. And there is one open phone line. And so that means that somebody is listening right now and the Holy Spirit is nudging you, is prompting you. The Holy Spirit's always moving. That's what we know. We know the third person of the Trinity enough to know that the Holy Spirit is moving. So if you do feel prompted by the Spirit, please lean into the Holy Spirit and call in and pick up that last open phone line. And the number to do that is 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Marie in Glendale, Arizona, you'll be next. Hang on. I want to just share this with the Take Two family. EWTN offers the Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from Our Lady of the Angels Chapel live every morning at 8 Eastern. Don't miss out. We can send a link to the Mass every day. All you have to do is visit EWTN.com and click on subscribe. I get that link all the time. I love it because it always reminds me if I'm not able to make Mass in person, EWTN has us covered. So that's what I love about Catholic radio. Okay, we've got a lot of Arizona folks calling in. This is awesome. Thanks, you guys. Marie from Glendale, Arizona. It will be our next caller on air on YouTube. I'm waving to you, Marie. Take it away. Welcome.
Hi, Debbie, and belated happy anniversary to you and Jerry.
Thank you.
My daughter's not a kid. She's a year younger than you. She'll be 59 this year. But I've been praying for her to come back to the sacrament, the church. She's into this new age thing, and she pays for, you know, to listen to their story and whatever it is. And she's a good person. She's taken care of me since my husband died. She moved to Glendale from Scottsdale, which she don't like it here. She liked the high end over there in Scottsdale. But she's a good person in any other way. But I can't get her back to, you know, going to church. Well, I mean, she thinks I'm a little bit too much because I bless my house and I have rosaries all over the place, and I get a little mocked out for that. Mm-hmm. But other than that, she's a good person. And also, could you add to my prayer list? I've been still looking for my church key for 2 months, praying to St. Anthony every single day. They still haven't showed up.
Right. I know. We're still praying. It's so interesting you said that, Marie. I was going to ask you if you found it. Maybe it's time they, like, rekey the locks or something. Maybe that's it.
I don't know. I mean, I gave up my ministry, but I still go every early, you know, because I was, as I said, I was a sacristan for like 20-something years, you know, and mm-hmm. I just can't do it anymore. I'm getting too old and, you know, too clumsy, you know.
Well, you
but
know
I
what?
I still get to church.
Yeah, but you know what? Well, let me just stop you right there because I'm not gonna buy that. Okay, Marie, you are very active. You love your faith. You want to continue. There's always going to be something for you to do in the church. Always.
I do. Okay. I do whatever. I mean, I ring the bells and I get the. I do stuff that I can't drop. Like I'm afraid to carry the Eucharist in the chalices because I have no failings in my fingers. You know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, and that those are some things that you obviously are struggling with and going and having to deal with. But the beauty of what you bring, Marie, is you. Remember, your presence and your willingness to serve God is huge for the parish community and going all the way up to heaven, you know, pleasing to God. So that's going to help, as you know, that's going to help your situation with your daughter, right? Because anytime you know, she may, and I'm in the same boat, Marie. I have kids too that feel the same way. Oh, mom's all into the rosaries and all into this and all into that. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah,
but somebody's got to be this.
You don't give up, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I'm right with you,
I mean,
Marie.
She's a good person. I mean, just my husband's dead like 7 years now. She calls me every day. She comes and takes care of me and, you know, does everything that she needs to do for me. He's very busy because she's alone. She never married. And mm-hmm. all she has is two doggies and they take up her life, you know.
Right, right. Let me ask you a quick question, Marie. Is she willing to wear a miraculous medal, a blessed miraculous medal or a crucifix? Does she wear any spiritual sacramentals?
I really never asked her, but I've had a miraculous medal on since 1970 that my husband bought when I lived back east in New Jersey, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I don't think she would wear that, you know. I mean, I don't know, and yet when my son was dying, this is going back like over 20 years, she was still living with me then. She hadn't gotten her own place. She still wasn't going to church, but I found a rosary in her bed. So maybe there's something there that, you know.
There you go.
That's tugging at her, you know, I don't know.
There you go. Well, just think about it, okay? You wear a miraculous medal. Maybe get a miraculous medal for her, have it blessed, and just tell your daughter, I want you to have the same thing that I'm wearing. Because, you know, as a mother-daughter, just think about it. Because I know that those sacramentals are pretty amazing when somebody is maybe feeling down or they're feeling, you know, something's going on in their life. They will remember that they do have something very spiritual on their body, on their being. So just an idea. But anyway, we could keep coming up with all these amazing ways to introduce the faith and introduce the truth of God. So, Marie, thank you so much. God bless you. And thank you for contributing to this topic today. We appreciate it. I'm going to go now from Arizona to Michigan to Teresa, who's listening on Ave Maria Radio. Hi, Teresa. Welcome. Hello,
Hi.
Teresa. Hi. Go right ahead.
Thank you for taking my call. This is just a thanks be to God story. When you talked about how you said if your child, you're so worried about him, you're, you know, praying every day. And I was, when he started, this is my third, my older two, I had absolutely no problems with. My youngest, as soon as he went into high school, started getting into trouble. And I literally was counting the days of how many days he would have in high school until it was over.
Mm.
Every single day, it seemed like it was something else. He, by his senior year, he got into a lot of trouble, got mm-hmm. into an accident while he was drinking.
Mm.
And it, you know, shook our world. We never had gone through anything like this. Thanks be to God, we had a lawyer that helped us, that got kept him out of trouble, kept him out of jail, but was also, you know, on probation. And we decided instead of him wanting to go to the state school, we put him into a Catholic school mm-hmm. that was 2 hours away from home that I had gone to.
Right.
And he was lonely, but he figured his life out, and he moved back home a year later. This is his senior year in college. He will have a nursing degree. He works full-time at a hospital. He is the most compassionate, loving person I know. He's constantly getting awards at school. He is so grateful to be a Catholic. He mm-hmm. will preach his Catholicism to anyone who walks by him, and I know it's the Blessed Mother Mary who wow. I prayed fervently to all the time while we were going through this.
Oh, wow. Does your son realize that it was the Blessed Mother?
I know he knows that that, you know, we're very Catholic, and he knows that I pray all the time, and mm-hmm. I don't know if he knows that, but I know that he prays himself. He will never miss a day, a Sunday in church. He goes all the time. He listens to Catholic radio. He's just, it's just a miracle how mm-hmm. he's just changed his life.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Well, let me share something. First of all, praise be to God. Thank you, Jesus. That is an amazing story of transformation in your son, and through the power of prayer, and I'm sure your love and your unwavering dedication to your son of moving him and motivating him in the right direction. And he's in a place where obviously he is thriving and flourishing, right? Which is great. So, yeah. You know, it was interesting. Amen. I brought up the miraculous medal with Marie right before you from Glendale, Arizona. And it was really interesting. And Marie shared that she's been wearing the same miraculous medal for many, many years that she got way back when she was in New Jersey before she came to Arizona. Teresa, I'm wondering, did you get a blessed miraculous medal for your son to wear? Because clearly Our Lady has played a key role in his transformation, in his growth, in his spiritual depth. I would love for you to gift your son a blessed miraculous medal if he doesn't have one already.
I will do that. I will do that. No, he does not have one.
Okay. Oh, then definitely. I could feel the Holy Spirit. And let me tell you why I say that. I go back to the Marian priests. Okay. I've said this many times on the radio. I absolutely love, and I'm drawn to priests that have a strong devotion to Our Lady. There's something about their priesthood that is so incredibly special and sets them apart. I know because I was raised by in my family, my uncle, who was a very wonderful priest who was able to help others in formation in the priesthood and seminaries and other schools. He was so devoted to the Blessed Mother that he had to create a sanctuary in northern New Jersey, a whole retreat center dedicated to Our Lady. It was called the Sanctuary of Mary. And his priesthood flourished and grew to just so far beyond New Jersey. It was unbelievable. And I will tell you, it has all to do with his relationship with the Blessed Mother. Now, that same relationship that the Blessed Mother holds with priests, she holds for each and every one of us because we are her children. And there's a reason I say this. You prayed to the Blessed Mother that your son made a huge change in his life, right? There's more for him to do, and there's more for her to do with him. So
I feel like he may become a priest.
There you go.
Yeah.
There you go. I knew that's where this was going. This is what I'm saying. The Lord is working through Catholic Radio. The Holy Spirit is working. There's a reason we have these kinds of conversations. The Lord is using the radio airwaves to connect all the dots for us. And this is why this is so important. Teresa's, your call is so important. And it's important for you and your family, but it's important for everybody else that's listening that is trying to put all those puzzle pieces together. Yes, please. Miraculous medal of Our Lady, have him wear the medal. And I'm not saying that's going to change everything, but it's going to, like when you put the sacramentals on your being, on your person, it changes. It absolutely changes the way you conduct your spiritual life.
I absolutely will. Thank you so much. Thank you for doing this show. I wish I could listen to you every day. I only hear you when I'm driving to work on certain days. But I just love you. I love you so much.
Thank you. I love you back. We all love you from Take Two. We're a very loving family here. That was the whole way this program was designed 10 years ago. We all wanted to be part of the mystical body of Christ in a very unique way with family as the way we connect. We don't want to just be friends. We want to be family. So Teresa, we love you. Thank you. That was a beautiful call. Okay, so we're talking about my child worries me, right? If you have a child that you're really struggling with right now and you're not sure what the future holds for that child, this may be the show for you. So let's go to Karen next in Boston, Massachusetts, listening on our friends at the Station of the Cross. Karen, welcome to Take Two.
Hi, Debbie. Thank you so much for taking my call and belated happy anniversary to Take Two and
Thank you guys.
What a beautiful ministry. Thank you.
Thank you. Yes, go right ahead. So tell us, what's cooking?
So what's cooking is four children, four adult grown children raised in the Catholic Church, Catholic schools, their entire lives, all the way through college. They're all great kids, great adults now, I should say. But they've all fallen away from the church, and it breaks my heart because they're great people, live their lives well, but they're missing the sacraments and the blessings and the beauty of all of that, and it's just so sad. The younger two boys, they're adults, like I said now, but they were daily communicants with me every single day, and, you know, we had rosary group. I just tried so hard and love the faith so much, and I just feel like with all the things in the world that everyone struggles with right now, to just have your sacraments and help with anxiety of just going to the faith all the time. I just really pray and continue to pray that they do go back. And I was going to ask you, Debbie, if you had any suggestions. I just heard you say to the previous caller about Miraculous Medal. In a subtle way, because, you know, you try to lead by example, obviously, but you can't push. You can never push. I know they have everything that was given to them in formation their whole lives, you know. But I just really ache for them to go back to the faith. We did every Sunday, and then we had, like, a family time after that. And I know they're all grown with their own families and lives now, but I just really wish they had the sacrament still.
So that's... Well, I do have some suggestions, and we're going to get ready to hit the pause button, Karen. I'd like you to stay on because I want to share some of these suggestions. If you have a few minutes, if you don't, I understand because everybody's busy on a Monday, but I would love for you to stay on. There goes the music. When I come back, I do have some suggestions for adult children that have walked away from the faith, things as parents and grandparents can do if your adult children are open to it, if they're open to it. So Karen, hang on if you can. The others, we have a couple open phone lines at 833-288-EWTN, 833-288-3986. Please join us. Okay, you still have time to call in if you would like to weigh in on this topic. My child worries me. Karen is hanging in there with us from Boston, Massachusetts. I'm going to have some suggestions for when you have adult children that have walked away from the faith. But if you have something to say about this topic, or you can impart some wisdom on this, or maybe you're a counselor or a therapist, and maybe you could share with all of us as parents and grandparents, we like a little free advice. Or you're a clergy member and you're a priest or religious or deacon, and you would like to weigh in on this, please feel free to pick up the phone and call us, 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. Just real quickly, I want to do a congratulations and a shout out going out to another great EWTN radio partner celebrating 7 years with us, Armor of God. Catholic Radio has three stations serving Kempner, Cameron, and Temple, Texas. Congratulations to Tom and Anne Marie McNew and their team at Armor of God Catholic Radio. This shout out is from your friends here at EWTN. Okay, that is wonderful. 7 years, Armor of God has been going strong in these wonderful areas of Texas. Okay, Karen is with us from Boston, Massachusetts, and she asked if maybe I had some suggestions for adult children who've left the faith. Here's what I would suggest. First, you want to make sure that they are open to you introducing something to them or gifting them something. That's the first thing. Are you open to this? Are you open to me giving you a spiritual item or a piece of spiritual jewelry or something of that nature, or a rosary? If they're open, absolutely. Make sure you get them things that you think would be appropriate. Don't overwhelm them with a ton of things and make their homes look like a church overnight yet. But you want to go ahead and be open to doing that. Make sure you have the items blessed prior to giving them to your children, and then let your children or your grandchildren know that they are blessed and they have to treat it as such. They have to really be very, very careful and respectful of it, not to dispose of it improperly, because that would be offensive to God. And it's a sacramental. And so how important it is to, it's a great reminder of pointing you back to God and connecting you with God. So it's a great reminder. Sacramentals are wonderful at that. Okay. Now, if your children are open to it, of you gifting them things, think about giving them things that are very special to you. For instance, if you have a crucifix that has been in your family for many, many years, and you're getting older, you're getting up there in age, you're maybe, you know, in your 70s or 80s, and you're thinking, I got to start preparing, you know, you could say to your children, hey, we have this crucifix that's been in our family for 50 years, 60 years, 70 years, 100 years, and I would like to give it to you, but you need to understand you are the keeper of this. This is so important. You can't just put it in a box. You can't just put it in the closet. I want you to feel comfortable displaying it in your home. You know, you could start giving over some of the family items that have been very special and sentimental to you. Maybe you could give your child your first communion rosary you received, but you have to make sure they're open to it. If they're just going to throw it in a drawer, that's not going to serve its purpose, okay? The other thing, too, that you want to do first and foremost prior to giving them any sacramentals is you yourself, a parent, grandparent, get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace, and then do some heavy-duty prayers of novenas and fasting and almsgiving. So you really want to move in that direction. St. Monica, you know, her work was intense focus and prayer on St. Augustine. He wasn't a saint at the time, right? Her son, Augustine. Okay. So you want to do the same thing as parents and grandparents. You've got to be on this focused mission of enlisting heaven and all of heaven, the angels and saints, to help your loved ones come back. Now, of course, as parents and grandparents, we've done our very best we can do, right? We've done it. We've brought them up in the faith. We've tried to teach them in faith. We've provided the sacraments for them. They received their sacraments. So you've also got to be at peace at the same time. You can't beat yourself up over and over and over again. What did I do? What did I do? How did I go wrong? Because the world is, like I said, is very loud and is pulling for our children and grandchildren. And so what we can do, we do well. And that is in prayer and make the faith available when they are open to it. What do you say, Karen? I'd love to hear your response before I let you go.
Oh, well, Debbie, I think those are wonderful suggestions. I really appreciate it. But I'm really kind of focusing a little bit extra on your suggestion of novenas and prayers also through the intercession of St. Monica, which mm-hmm. my mom enlisted during a time in her life when she needed someone in my family to return to the faith. So I feel like that's really valuable and helpful information. And I thank you so much for your ministry. Mm-hmm. You guys are beautiful. I'm so grateful to be in my car and have the blessing and the power of mm-hmm. this ministry. It's really beautiful.
Thank you, Karen.
Thank you so much.
Well, thank you. God bless you. Great call. We appreciate it. And thanks for hanging in there with us. And you're driving, you're in your car, so safe traveling. Okay, that was a wonderful call from Karen from Boston, Massachusetts. Now we've got Clarence in Erath, Louisiana on Christ Our King Radio. And Clarence has been waiting so patiently. Clarence, you're going to get our virtual patience award. I'm going to send it to Louisiana. It's all in your mind, though, in your imagination, but it's virtual, but you got it.
I thank you.
Go right ahead.
My story is my daughter is Kendra, is 47 years old, not going to church. And my granddaughter, she just turned 19 years old, didn't even make her first communion yet mm-hmm. and stuff. And I've been praying, I've been pushing, and just like I'm against the wall right now. And I try my best. I go to Our Lady of Lord Catholic Church in Erath, Louisiana. Mm-hmm. I'm an altar server at Erath, help the priests and all that. I look at it to where, you know, they try to, I want them to follow my footsteps, but it's not going that way. Maybe if I stretch out a little bit to the Catholic faith, like you all, for example, I probably need a little bit of help, a little experience. For what I'm not doing or what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm. Well, Clarence, let me ask you a question. It's so obvious that you love the faith and you're active in the church. So that is a beautiful uh-huh. thing. Have you shared your faith journey with your family?
I do.
Are they receptive? Do they listen to you?
No. You know, we had a program, June Teams, last Thursday, and I invited them to come. And I told her the other day, I said, anytime I have an invitation and I invite y'all to come, y'all never come.
Mm-hmm. And what'd they say? You know, what did she say?
Well, Daddy, you didn't tell her. You didn't tell me. I told them, you know, and I have a son-in-law. He's there, kind of on the handicapped side. He caught a little stroke and been back to work since. And I told him a while back, I said, you're supposed to be the man of the house. You're supposed to see that they take care of the following the footsteps.
Mm-hmm.
But he's not doing either.
Hmm. Wow. Okay, so... wow, it's got to really hurt your heart as the father, because you are very active, and so you know the truth, you live it, and so you want that for your family.
Mm-hmm.
The one thing that I would say is that again, go to, like we were talking about earlier with Karen from Boston, if you can really focus some of your prayers, I would add some fasting and almsgiving. Add a little fasting and almsgiving. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, but Clarence, as the father of this family, you have a certain level of authority that the rest of us don't have necessarily, depending on what position we are in the family. So I would add fasting, and make it very intentional. Apply it to your daughter and you said your grandchild. So you want to make it very intentional. You want to add almsgiving too. So you want to fast and give at the same time. Okay, so you got to have the two together. So please start doing that and see if that kind of prompts a little bit more of a forward movement where you see your children coming around, maybe asking you second questions or maybe getting clarification on certain events coming up or something of that nature that it's in the church, and they start paying attention. If you see them start to turn and pay attention, what you want to do, Clarence, is even step it up even more. Okay, because if they start to turn and they're open in that brief moment when they start to turn back to the church, Jesus is already rushing to them. So you want to be in alignment with Jesus as Jesus rushes to them. Okay, so you want to look for that turn where they're starting to be receptive.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's an interesting walk, I will tell you. I worked in this ministry, this type of ministry of bringing fallen away Catholics back home or getting people to revisit the Catholic Church, and I worked in it for a few years, and it's a fascinating journey back home to Holy Mother Church. But there's little snippets of it and little clues that'll give you an indication when they are open. And when your children, and I'm talking to everybody now, when your children and grandchildren are slightly open, take that opportunity. Now, you don't want to just, you know, open and overwhelm them so much where they go, wait a minute, that's way too much. But you want to take every open opportunity just enough to make sure that you are moving them back to Holy Mother Church. I hope that helps, Clarence, but I'll tell you what, you're not alone. And I love that you're a father, and I do believe you're going to maybe benefit from more of the graces because you're taking it on for your family. And I think that's awesome.
Yes, I appreciate you.
Thank you. I appreciate you. Thank you, sir.
Okay. You're welcome.
All right. God bless you. Call us again. Thank you. Okay, we're going to get to Connie, and Connie is in Pearsall, Texas. I hope I said your town correctly, and you're listening on our dear friends at Guadalupe Radio Network. You're right outside of San Antonio, aren't you, Connie?
Yes.
Did I say it right, Pearsall?
Yes, uh-huh.
Oh, cool.
Yes.
Very nice. I love San Antonio. Love, love, love it. It's very cool. So tell us, yes. And I love your name, Connie, because that was my mom's name. So it's one of my favorite names. So you go right ahead.
Yes, I recall that. Well, I have a 26-year-old daughter, and she's wonderful. She's a beautiful soul, and she loves the church, and she's got her sacraments. She used to be a lector as a teenager, and she still attends occasionally, and but her baby daddy and her are not married. And so that, I know, sits really heavy with her and I, of course, as her mother. Now, the thing is, 3 weeks ago, she was really sick, and I told her, you are driving me crazy, and it's so weird when you said, hey, if you've got your grown children and they're driving you crazy, call in. And I thought, this has to be my sign to call in, because this is exactly what I told her a few weeks ago. And so I pray about it. And, you know, it's been about 5 years already, and they've got two little girls. And it's something that weighs really, really heavy on me as a mother, knowing that they're living together and not married. And, you know, I pray about it. And I ask God, you know, if he's not the one, remove him. Mm-hmm. And I feel guilty because I said, that's not my calling. Like, I shouldn't be praying like that. And, you mm-hmm. know, I wish that they would come to an agreement, whether if it's going to work, if it's not. I mean, they live really happily, and it seems like they're really doing well all the time. And they're a wonderful couple. They're just not headed to that sacrament yet. And so as a mother, that's something that weighs heavy.
Oh, sure. Oh, sure. Definitely. And we get a lot of calls in the same situation. I mean, it happens all the time. We get a lot of calls in our life coaching outreach ministry of families, same situation. So you're not alone, Connie. A couple things I just, for clarification purposes, let me just ask you. And I just wanted to real quickly, Amy from North Dakota and Ida, you guys both dropped off from Bullhead, one from Bullhead City, Arizona, North Dakota. If you want to call back, we'll push you to the front of the line. We do have an open phone line if you have something to say about this topic or even address Connie's situation, because you still have time. So don't sit this out. If you're prompted by the Spirit, dial this number now before the end of the show. 833-288-EWTN. That's 833-288-3986. But just a shout out to Ida and Amy if you want to call back. Okay, Connie. So I'm clear on this. So your daughter and the father of the two girls, he's the father of the two girls?
Yes.
Okay. And they are living together. They are not married, but they're, you know, raising the family. Now, has she had the girls baptized?
Oh, yes. Yes. Actually, he even attended RCI classes 2 years ago. And we thought that was a sign that he was in preparation for maybe the marriage sacrament. And it hasn't happened. And so, you know, I pray about it. And then I pray and I feel like I'm being selfish because I say, you know, if he's not the one, take him away. You know, let my daughter find somebody who will marry her. And that way she's not, you know, living in mortal sin. And I just, you know, I find myself doing that, and that's selfish of me because they're raising a beautiful family, and
right.
So I just want to know, like, if there's something like a novena or some a saint pray, you know, that can help us, help me.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, or should I just let it go and just that they're doing?
No. Because you said, how old is she? 23.
She's 26.
Oh, yeah. She's 26. Okay, she's still young. Okay, so no, you're a mom. You're worried about your family. You want your family to be right and be whole and to have the best start with the most graces. Connie, that's awesome. Yeah. You're a great mom. Okay, but here, yes, there are several things you can do. Number one, same advice I gave to Clarence. You want to get in a state of grace, stay in a state of grace. You want to do some fasting. It doesn't have to be fasting from food, but you want to do fasting and almsgiving at the same time. So you want to fast and give at the same time. Think of it like that, okay? So you want to do a little bit of that with the intention that you want your daughter to be in a sacramental marriage and raising the family with all of the graces, okay? With all of the graces. And it sounds like you said they have a great relationship. So it sounds like that they have a good, solid friendship and relationship. So that's good. So if it were me, I would definitely be moving in that direction to have them want the graces that can come from a sacramental union, a sacramental marriage, right? They want the graces. If they want more blessings and graces to come into their relationship, then somehow when the opportunity it presents itself and you have that open door, you can show them through your own understanding of it, or bring in a priest or bring in a deacon to show them that they would benefit greatly together, individually, for the girls, for the family, for their future, for their soul, if they would do it God's way instead of their way. Okay? They are choosing the world's way, right? The world says, hey, live together, see if it works. It's easy, you know, set up house, you know, do all this. That's what the world's saying. But if they do it God's way, they're going to benefit for the future. And when that door opens for you, after you've done some novenas to Our Lady, go to Our Lady because she's our spiritual mother and she's watching your family just like you're watching your family. Okay. So you want to do that. And then I would bring in people that can assist you in presenting the case to them that they should definitely, go and fix this and make it better for them as a couple individually and for their family. It's much better for their future if the girls see them in a real and true covenant relationship, a marriage, a wholesome, intact family, the way God has set it up. It's much better for the girls. And so if they can see that bigger picture down the road, they'll make those choices now to rectify that, to fix that, to remedy that. But Connie, here's the thing. You do play a big role. okay? Because you see the situation, you see the issue, and so you do play a role in this. So take that seriously, okay? And the other thing, too, is I would be praising God like crazy and praising God morning, noon, and night that your daughter and your hopefully, I'm going to say your soon-to-be son-in-law has baptized those children. Because I will tell you that pretty much about 90% of the clients that I work with, their kids have chosen not to baptize the grandchildren. So you are very blessed already. What do you say?
Yes, I think so too. I know so, yeah.
Yeah, but that's what I would, that's what I would do. If they're open, get them in front of a priest or deacon that you're friends with. Are you friends with any of the clergy that you can maybe have over for dinner or have it at your next event that they can just, they can be around clergy?
Yes, we have a small parish, and our father is open to an invitation, I'm sure. Yeah,
I would definitely keep providing the environment around them to support them making this right and getting married and being a husband and wife, a sacramental marriage, and so that their girls can see this and they can witness it and they can continue to be open to life and grow their family. I think it's beautiful. Yeah. You know, it could be very beautiful for them for the future.
Yes, because they even talk about, oh, when we have our third child, I tell them, no, you're not even married. You have to first get to that sacrament and then think about expanding your family, you know? And right. I'm like, oh, Lordy.
I've got to tell you, though, Connie, I have a feeling they're going to get married in the church. I just feel it. You know why I say that? Because the fact that they had the kids baptized, your grandchildren baptized, I think they know down deep what is the right thing to do.
I definitely know my daughter does. I know she has this big guilt, right? Because she's not married to church.
Sure.
I know that. Him, I just, you know, I just got to pray harder for him. You know, he did attend those RCI classes and made his confirmation. And so I know the seed is planted. It's there, you know.
Right.
So.
Well, that's what I put them in the book. We're going to continue to pray for them, Connie. Okay. Keep us posted. I have a really good feeling like maybe even by this fall, some things are going to change. So keep us definitely posted. Okay. Yeah. Okay.
I sure will.
All right.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
I love your show.
We love you too. Thank you so much. Okay, I wanted to share Open Line Tuesday. That's tomorrow morning. I'm sorry, that's tomorrow afternoon, not tomorrow morning. I'm always thinking in the morning because I do a morning show. Open Line Tuesday, tomorrow afternoon at 3 p.m. Eastern. It's Father Wade Menezes, and he's discussing the solemnity of Corpus Christi and the Eucharist. Okay, very nice for Open Line Tuesday afternoon, 3 p.m. Okay, we're going to get, I have literally 1 minute. Melinda in Lubbock, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. You have a quick comment about how to involve grandchildren. Can you go fast, Melinda?
Yes, absolutely. In my experience, I have the grandchildren will start to show an interest in going to Mass, and that has been one of the biggest hopes in my daughter's lives in involving the children in Mass. I, as a grandmother, take them with me. So, and prayer, of course.
Beautiful. Yes, expose them to the Mass. Absolutely. Bring them on church grounds. Bring them on sacred ground. Absolutely. Melinda, as grandparents, if we are allowed to take those grandchildren, bring them to church. Absolutely. You don't have to overwhelm them, but expose them. Right, Melinda?
Absolutely. They make the comment, they share with mom and dad, and that encourages mom and dad, and that is the most fulfilling thing that you could do for your family.
Absolutely. Oh, Melinda, perfect way to close this discussion here on Take Two. Thank you so much calling in from Lubbock, Texas on Guadalupe Radio Network. Oh, guys, great show today. I think we got a lot of good ideas and suggestions, and now we've got the prayer book is filling up, and we're going to continue that because tomorrow is our urgent prayer request show. So if you have urgent needs and requests and intentions that you want to storm heaven, well, we believe in the power of prayer. We believe that prayer works. If you have have a praise report. We're going to ask you to call in tomorrow on that. Jerry will be back tomorrow. And it's just so important that we continue to show God that we have confidence in Him, that we have, and we believe in prayer, and we are a peaceful, joy-filled people, right? We are people of hope in this Jubilee year of hope. It's so beautiful. So always maintain that hope and joy and peace, even though we are worried sometimes about our kids and grandkids, okay? You got to do both at the same time. The saint of the day today is Saint John Fisher. We learn from the lives of the saints, so keep an eye on the saints of the day. Want to thank the show team. Rich and Michael and Pedro did a great job. Thank you to all the affiliates that carry this show live. You are doing such a great service for all of your listeners. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And God bless all of you. We'll see you tomorrow.